reaction, because her words were pretty interesting.
This kind of bellicose rhetoric from the DPRK is not surprising. It's not new. This regime has regularly missed the opportunity to improve its relationship with the outside world.
And Gordon, obviously that she's trying not to overreact, but, you know, just to call it bellicose rhetoric, is that really what it is? Because it seems like a lot of people really treat North Korea like it's all rhetoric. It's kind of a joke, like I said. But then you're saying, no, it may not be a joke.
Well, it's not a joke because they have wanted these weapons. They've wanted three-stage ballistic missiles. They sell them to the world's dangerous actors like Iran. So we know that there's a problem here, even if they don't use them themselves. And also, I think they actually can strike the U.S. today preemptively. They can take a Toyota pickup truck, put a nuke in the back, and they can park it in any city. And some people in Washington are concerned that the ambassador to the U.N. from the North Korea could actually call the White House and say, look, I've pre-positioned a bomb on the East Coast. Do you want to talk? They can do that. And so we have to be concerned not only about their missiles, but also about other ways that they could sneak a device into the United States.